Hello, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from December 29th, 2025. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ. Dorothy she right. Friday shortened trading. We did see some action out of commodities. Gold up over 1%, crude down over 2.5%, but most things were muted otherwise. Most U.S. equity indexes were slightly down to basically flat. Russell 2000 lead the way to the downside, down 54 basis points there. As far as the chart of crude oil goes, still see a maintained a column of X's. Wouldn't get a reversal till we see a return to test that near term lower, that low from this year at 55. That would, if it were to occur, put in another lower top for crude oil here. But we'll continue to monitor that as this week's action transpires. Gold still basically maintaining its current chart position. Russell 1000 after completing a second buy signal during trading on last Wednesday on the 24th. Still see it maintaining that current chart position. Also see most U.S. equity charts maintaining their current chart position after reversing up early last week or late week before last on the data or the S&P 500 sitting and matching at all-time highs there at 6,900. Seen some others reverse back up and at least trade up to below prior highs that we've seen. The indicator action we've seen over the past weekend, mostly short-term related, seeing the NYSE high low index reversing down. So at least we're suggesting we're starting to see that decrease, or it's some of that waning in stocks making 52-week highs, but still an elevated level, and also seeing the momentum weekly positive weekly momentum for S&P 500 stocks as well as other weekly momentum indicators reversing down as we're seeing some of that near-term momentum wane out of some of those names. Also seeing sort of so that would imagine some of those names that we've seen fall from 52-week highs, also seeing that momentum wane as well. Well, moving on to individual stock action today, kicking off this week, we did at least want to mention that Nvidia returned to a buy signal during Friday's trading, but we have seen shares pull back here a little bit, have nice support there in the upper 160 and 170 range here. Still monitoring near-term resistance in the upper 190s here for Nvidia. As for Tesla, the other sort of headline stock this morning, not quite to the extent that we've seen it reverse down just yet, but at least pre-market, we're seeing some of these prices. So may keep an eye on potential reversal down here, a reversal down to actually prior highs there at or 72 would actually be fairly healthy chart action if it were to hold that level. Move below that, we keep a closer eye on it, still maintaining a five for fiver. As far as individual stock action that we see from this morning here on Monday, the only major news we saw that was worth mentioning was DigitalBridge Group, DBRG. It was at least announced, some rumors were passed around that SoftBank is in advanced talks to acquire the company. This company is within the data centers business, basically a private equity backed firm. And at the moment, we see shares trading up about 28% this morning, trading in the upper $17 range. So at least showing the potential of reversing up, given a second buy signal, possibly making a new 52-week high if it clears that $17 range during the intraday action that we see once markets open. But that is the major mover that we see this morning. Otherwise, fairly quiet week upcoming as we wrap out 2025. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice start to their week.